Well, hi everyone. It's Friday afternoon, February 7th, about, it's almost 5 o'clock. And I thought I'd make the tape to you now. I just finished listening to your tape, and while most of the things are still fresh in my mind, we're still up at off Quang Tri, and it's been rough weather for over a week now. I think I described that to you in my last tape that was quite rough, and it hasn't improved. And we still haven't been down to Da Nang. It's still, you know, it's been over a month now that we've been up here and out to sea. And we still have all our household goods on board, and the situation is still the same. We're still working, have the duty every third night and up most of the night. I got to bed last night about 3 or 3:30. So we're still busy. And actually, along those lines, there's not a thing that's new. A lot of head cases and same old stuff. As far as one thing, before I forget it, I guess I better tell you, I did get the Valentine's. All right, that was in our last mail shipment. We hadn't had mail for a week either, and today's mail came in. And in today's mail was a soap in the shampoo, for which I was very grateful and thank you very much. So I wanted you to know that it did come, and I did tell you that I really don't have the time to do much writing, and of late, because my working hours are very long, and I haven't, I mentioned to you before that I haven't written to Mary, and I was sure that either you or Alice would extend my thanks to her, because I really don't have, I just don't have much time these days. In fact, I'm lucky to, you know, make a, this is supposed to be my day off, but like everything else, you work all night practically, then you have to spend most of the day sleeping, and then you still have your washing and ironing, weekly washing and ironing and stuff to do. So by the time I got my ironing and everything done, it was 4 o'clock. So, if you would just thank her for me, I'd be very grateful. One thing, Dad, there's terrible noise on your tape, and it has been, on, not throughout the whole tape, but on several of your tapes. I don't know if you're moving the microphone around, or if it's bouncing around when you're speaking, or what, but it seems to me like either there's a loose connection in the microphone, or this is what I would think, not knowing anything about tape recorders and all, or that you're handling it and maybe either have a loose wire or something, because it's terribly noisy, and in some parts you can barely make out what's being said. So I thought I would tell you that. About the car, I did look through the book again, and according to what I'd asked, you know, the vinyl seats with the notch in it, they only had the, let's see, I think they said the blue, and expanded vinyl notch backs of expanded vinyl notch seats. In blue, green, pearl white, black, and buckskin. And I had asked for that vinyl notch front seat. You know, that is that the thing would come down in the middle. Because I found it's kind of nice when you're driving a long distance, you have something to rest your hand on. But if you didn't get it, it's not the end of the world. But that's what I had asked for, so that there'd be that notch, you know, sort of like a separate seat. The other thing, thinking about it, I didn't notice it, but someone mentioned it to me that it might not be a bad idea, and you could call HAP. I think they're about $25 extra. I didn't see it on the listing that you had, that rear view defrosters. I really think that'd be a pretty good idea. So, if you can, give them a call and ask them if it comes equipped with that, or is it possible to get it? Because I really feel that under the circumstances that with that weather that I'll be going into and all, that rear view defrosters might not be a bad idea. Even in Richmond, I was forever getting out and scraping the back windows. Let me check this. As far as the tape from Subic, Mother, I don't know why it never got there, because I remember mailing it. And it could have been in one of those mail shipments that was lost. That's all I can think of, because I definitely mailed it to you. And I don't have it here. As far as the John Hay hat is concerned, that's the golf course in Baguio in the Philippines. I think I sent you one from the golf course in Subic, but the other one, Dad, is from Baguio. I of course you didn't get that tape, but I will explain to you that instead of going to Manila this time, we went up to Baguio, which is the considered the summer capital of the Philippines. It's up in the country, and it's quite a bit cooler. During the rainy seasons, the roads are impassable, and there have been many accidents. But during the dry season, it's quite a relief from the heat of Subic and Manila. So we went up there, and it took about 6 hours driving. And once we got up there, we stayed at a Filipino hotel, because there's an Air Force base up there. They have no planes or anything. It's more of an R&R center, really. It's quite lovely. They have a big golf course and things like that. But we weren't able to get reservations there. So they have little cottages with fireplaces and everything in it, but we weren't able to get reservations. If people from all over want to go there, so we couldn't go. So what we did instead was stayed in a Filipino hotel. And actually, it had been a silver mining area. I mean, of course, this is going briefly over what we did up there, but it's been over a month now, and I have a hard time remembering. But they have a school up there, St. Louis School for the, it's children. It's run by the nuns, and they teach them how to work silver, and in fact, that's where those little tongs that I got Alice came from. They have, and in my set that I sent home, my set of sterling, you probably noticed a salad fork and spoon of serving pieces that had an ebony handle and the silver. Well, that came from up there too. They were. And they're great at wood carving up in that area. They, of course, wood is very. They use monkey pod and I forget what else they use. Anyhow, they use monkey pod and I guess ebony and everything else up there. So I bought some wood pieces, and I don't know what I'm going to do with some. I think I told you that I sent one to Genevieve Moitel. I don't know if she ever got it or not. I understand, too, by the way, that our mail hasn't gone off the ship since Monday. This is Friday. So what can I tell you? You probably won't hear for a while, and then maybe you'll get two tapes in a row or something. I think I sent a tape out last Saturday or Sunday. I don't know. If we go into Da Nang tomorrow, as they say we are, then the mail will go off the ship, and you'll probably have this in 6 or 7 days. But I watched some carving wood and things like that. It was very interesting, and there are some local natives, I guess, I don't know what they call them. They're not Indians, of course, but I like our Indians, I guess, up there. And it was very interesting to see them. And Baguio was a very lovely spot. And we had dinner one night at the club, and then we ate at, trying to think of where we did eat, golly, at, night we ate at a place called The Basement, D and then apostrophe basement. And that seems to be very popular in the Philippines to call things D apostrophe. And it turned out to be kind of a discotheque. And actually, it was very, very nice. The food was quite good. I had barbecued chicken. But there were all teenagers in there. And the band was excellent. Of course, the Philippine bands really are the best. They are just wonderful. They have the best musicians, they really do. And they were teenagers and all, and all the kids were up there dancing and doing all the dances. And of course, I'm not much in the discotheque or that type of music. However, I must say that it was quite good, and I thought they did very well. And they were a very well-behaved group of young people. They were both American and Filipino teenagers there. And they were well behaved. I thought they did quite well. I suppose the American kids were from the base. But the base had everything. As I said, they had a beautiful golf course, real big clubhouse and everything, because they have so many visitors and all. I suppose that that's how they can support the place. But, and it was a 6-hour drive up and a 6-hour drive back, as I said. And I thought on that tape I told you some of the things I got. Let's see if I can remember. I think I got, I did buy a Lazy Susan. Whether or not I'll keep it or not, I don't know. And I bought a wooden tray and bought some wooden items that I could probably get later on give for gifts or something. And I bought, tablecloths I'll have coming out of my ears, but I bought two tablecloths. Philippine tablecloths made out of ramus or whatever they call it, and they're rather nice, I think. And let's see, I don't think I think I told you I got another tape recorder, but anyhow, some of that stuff I know is just repetitious. It's hard to remember what I did get. Let me see if I can find my little book. You know, when I packed everything, I marked everything down. So I know in case anything is lost. I don't mean it's going to be stolen, but if it's lost, then I would know. And I will be sending home that radio to John. I'll be sending to the house then to John. I bought some patio plates. They're wooden. Square, and I think they were about 80 cents a piece, and they were very nice. They're wooden, and you know, you can use them instead of paper plates and all, and they're quite nice. And I did buy a Lazy Susan and a wooden dish. Oh, if, like for a salad dish, I've got that great big salad bowl, and I bought some shell placemats, which are they're made out of seashell. That's all I can tell you. They're flat. They're scalloped edges. They're very nice. I'll have more stuff for the house. I think I told you one of the girls from, that went to Bangkok brought me back some bronzeware. So, it's like knives and forks. I didn't buy any flatware over here. I figured with the silver I've got, and with the silver that you had given me over the years, Mom, and with this bronzeware, I've got enough that they ought to be able to eat. So, and I didn't buy a snack set for myself or anything like that, because I figure I've got enough of that stuff. I was looking for a nice teapot, but if I see one in Japan, if I get to Japan, maybe I'll buy one there. I know exactly what I would like. So, I got enough stuff. All I have to do is find a place to live now. I sent Jack my income tax things. Kathy doesn't leave until March 12th. And Peg Burrell, who was with me at St. Albans, arrived today. I barely had time to talk to her because I saw her at dinner and then brought her to the chief nurse's office and haven't seen her since. She just arrived, but she did say that the letter I sent her telling her what to do, and she said, gee, she said it was wonderful. I wasn't at all concerned because everything that was going to happen to me, you told me about, so I felt good about that. And Maria's doing pretty well. She's having some trouble on the wards with one of the doctors, and so she went to see the captain about it, and he'll straighten it out for her because we have two or three that are really useless. They really are. I don't know what they ever sent them over here for. However, as I said, we have so many that are good that I really don't feel like I can complain.